This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Get engaged. Figure it out. I shouldn't have to think of anything. I shouldn't have to think of everything for you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I already gave you that. 732-5563. You know, Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, will join us right after the break. I always appreciate his time with us. And the reason I appreciate his time so much is because, you know, the guy's great. I mean, when it comes to a legal mind and the way he handles things, it's great. And you should really appreciate, we should appreciate people like him, organizations like him, Pacific Justice Institute, who are out there fighting for your rights, fighting for my rights, and you'll never see a bill. They do it for free. Yeah, free, right? I mean, the capitalist does it for free because he believes in what he's doing. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE if you got any questions. Look, send me an email. Some of you have said, I don't want to call. I'm not interested. All right. So send us an email. If you don't want to send an email, right, you can always text. You want to text TRS to 77222 to get on the list. TRS to 77222. You know, every week, I love talking about education. It's a big deal to me. How we're training up our kids today is, I think it's problematic. I think we're not teaching our kids to swing a hammer, turning a screwdriver, anything along those lines is noble and good and wouldn't hurt you to learn. No, sir, and I mean that sincerely. Some of you know that I'm on a school board in California. I know, right? Okay. And my big thing when I ran for office was career tech education. You know, we used to call it industrial arts. Basically, learning how to swing a hammer and turn a screwdriver. How things work. Not a bad thing to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Spend engaged and involved. The recent article, I know, on CNBC, and it basically said that trade school, not a four-year college, is a better bet to solve the U.S. income gap. You know, look at, not everybody is mentally ready for college, and I mean that in more than one way, and you know it. Right? Now, when you look at what's available, and the research, this isn't like Joe just saying it. When the researchers are out there looking at this, and they're looking at how the United States can become more competitive in manufacturing and so on, especially in the age of artificial intelligence, more and more of the conclusions are looking at, you know, an investment needed in vocational programs. They're not saying to build bigger colleges with a more diverse, you know, type of classes. No. Let's build more vocational schools. Let's teach kids the basics. You're always going to need some form of electricity, water, or gas. Now, somebody go, no, we won't need gas because we'll have... No, shut up. Gas, electricity, water, those kind of things. Still got to build homes. You have to have people come in and repair things. You have to have the basics. So additionally, trade schools are not four-year college degrees. Maybe a better bet for U.S. workers. Right? I mean, seriously. And, no, I'm going to go down the road. Be nice. The amount of vocational training available relative to the size of a country's manufacturing sector may reduce income inequality. And it improves the fortunes of workers earning below the top 10% of household incomes. Now, this is according to data, and I don't think CNBC is a right-leaning paper publication, online publication. You know, I'm pushing more students to a BA, granting colleges may... It's not the most effective way to deal with the challenges that are caused... Look at, manufacturing is up in this country. Just started coming up over the last year or two. But they still have a shortage of people, young people, old people, whatever, to be able to run this equipment. Mexico, you want to make fun of the fact that, oh, it's built in Mexico. They're training the young people to do these things. So we're still fighting Mexico for manufacturing, and it isn't just because of money. The economics chair at the University of Southern California, Joshua Eisman, said he did the research with the academics at New Zealand Victory University of Wellness. In September 1977, about 18.3 million people, more than 18% of the U.S. labor force, worked in U.S. manufacturing. Right? We're down to 8%. It's on the rise, but we're down to 8%. Now, that's because I get it. Some of you parents who were machinists, mechanics, and what have you, you went, you know what? I don't want my kid getting this dirty. I don't want my kid working this hard. It is not what it was like 20, 30, 40 years ago. Machinists, not the same. Auto mechanics, not the same. Now, they don't require the same skill sets and what have you, mechanical aptitude, but it's not that dirty, greasy, disgusting, terrible job that you perceive it to be. I loved working with my hands. Probably kept me out of jail. So again, before you push your kid to go to college, especially if you don't have the money to throw away, you know, we do college stories all the time, right? And they're crazy. What you see going on college campuses is crazy. Don't let it happen to your kids. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to talk about a lot tonight. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know what? The same old stuff. Different day, but it's the same old stuff. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And look, in the next hour, we're going to do what I'm going to refer to as impeachment dysphoria and how confused the Democrats are as to how they've done it in the past, how they've had it, what they believe to be honest and true and what needs to be done in an impeachment, but only when it's a Democrat president. Apparently, when it's a Republican president, all the rules change. Anyway, always a pleasure to have this guy with me. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He's on with us every Tuesday, and we just, you know what, we hit all the issues, legal issues, that you have to deal with on a regular basis. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, and as is always the case in Southern California. You know, why do they call them freeways? Because you definitely don't move freely on the freeways, do you?
No, we sure don't. No. We sure don't. It's and it's so ironic because those who are, trying to keep us from expanding the freeway are the same ones complaining about the increased air pollution that's coming from us all, taking twice as long to get home. So very illogical, illogical.
Yeah, good luck selling them that. They don't want to hear it. All right, let's go over some of the stuff that's going on across the country right now, and I'm really getting a kick out of what I'm seeing happen. Let's for instance, what I call it is the Virginia gun grab that's going right now in the state of Virginia, and they painted this whole thing coming into yesterday, as going to be a violent thing. They were worried about it. They were going to, they've got the police out there in uniform, the whole nine yards in riot gear, and absolutely nothing happened. So what did they do today? Because nothing happened yesterday, they're going to accelerate them passing gun laws in Virginia because of what happened yesterday. But nothing happened yesterday. They're loons, aren't they?
Yeah, it's so unfortunate because the people who are for gun rights and for the Second Amendment, the people who show up there are law-abiding citizens. They're not gang members.
Nope.
They're not drug dealers. These are people who are upstanding citizens. They love their country. They support law enforcement. And so it's so disheartening to see law enforcement being such bullying and intimidators to those who are actually their biggest supporters, and that's that are those who are strong believers in the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I also thought what was interesting too is that when you had the Women's March the day before, which really wasn't a women's rights march, it was more of a a hate Trump and pro-abortion march. But other than that, they showed a picture of the streets that the women had gone down, and they were dirty, they were filthy, they were disgusting, okay? The city's going to have to work overtime to clean these places up. And then you go look at the cleanup in Virginia after the whole pro-gun thing, and there were people walking around with garbage bags, cleaning up the streets, picking up litter, picking up trash. Two totally different mindsets as to what a protest means. It's just amazing to me.
Right.
You're right. Different mindset,
right.
but
I think you've made a good point there, because it is very revealing when you look at how the demonstrators treated the place that was one with respect for the property, respect for the law,
mm-hmm.
or was it disrespect for the property, disrespect of the law, disrespect for law enforcement. And you're right. It's a big comparison. Another irony about the Women's March is that it's so exclusive. It's not inclusive of all women and their differing in their perspectives. It's actually just a very extreme element saying, but they represent women, this very, extreme advocacy group and Planned Parenthood, that represents women. And I think that's a real, real insult to the diversity of women and their perspectives all throughout the country. And I hopefully mainstream America will see that for what it is.
Yeah, it's tough because, they hide it with all the other scenes and the shots they put up. Yesterday there was a pro-life women's group that melted in with the other one. And, the verbal abuse started almost immediately. And the one woman even said to one of those ladies in the pink hats, I'll put it that way, So you're only for women that are pro-abortion? And the woman said, no, I'm only for women that really, are informed and educated. And go, wow, if you believe that that thing in your uterus is just a blob of cells, you are not informed or educated for that matter. But I thought that was interesting.
Right.
Yeah. And she hit the nail on the head. They're not for all women. Now, speaking of this abortion rights thing, I'm noticing that more and more states are now drafting laws, drafting bills that are for pro-life, and they're popping up all over the place. you know, and local some local federal courts are you know, knocking them down or putting stays on them or what have you. Do you really think, or what do you think, this is Roe versus Wade going to be relitigated, if you would, in front of the Supreme Court soon?
Yes, it will. The question, though, is whether or not Justice Roberts is tactically going to hold it back until Ginsburg is replaced. I think strategically that may be what he's doing. I've seen him act strategically before. We had a case pending for the Supreme Court. It looked like they were going to take it up. He didn't. That was before Kennedy stepped down, and strategically that was very smart that he didn't take it up at that time. Now when we take the same case up, dealing with lawful counseling and minors, dealing with certain issues of gender identity, etc. Now we're very confident we have the votes. So Justice Roberts is conservative, but he's very strategic. So it may be longer than people think. That said, these states passing these laws are done with the understanding that we have a Supreme Court that is going to respect the Constitution, respect the proper states' rights regarding these matters, and I think we have a confidence that it will eventually be overturned and it will be brought back to the states where it belongs in the first place.
Yeah, you know, it was funny that people have forgotten that Justice Ginsburg had said way back when that the decision for Roe versus Wade was a bad decision. They should have left it at the state level. And she said, when you shove this down people's throats, because it was gaining, I won't say it was gaining popularity, but it was gaining acceptance throughout the states. She said, when you shove this down their throats, you're gonna create a problem for years to come. Got to go for a quick break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill. House managers and the president's legal team are debating rules. The tit-for-tat continues on the Senate floor.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. and the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
That's the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow. The governor of Washington State says there's no need to panic after a man in the state was diagnosed with a coronavirus spreading around China. Governor Jay Inslee says the CDC and state health officials believe there's low risk that the disease will spread to other folks in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. She kissed me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. If you want to be notified, not by email, but you know, before the show starts, you can always text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222, and then that way there you'll know when the show is going to start. Anyway, let's get him on the line with me. Brad Dacus is joining me like he does every week from founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get too far into these topics like we normally do, why don't you tell people about Pacific Justice Institute, what you do, and how they can help you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit, a 501c3 legal defense organization. And as you know, Joe, we're sort of unique in that we not only defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, we do it without charge. And we don't just take on the big game cases. We don't cherry pick just certain cases that look good in a newsletter. Our goal in what we practice for more than 20 years is to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is turned away if it falls in our mission statement. And we've done that consistently, and we do it all across the United States. That in particular, here in California, we have 5 offices. We have another office in 4 other states, and we're looking for even more offices across the country as we make sure that everyone gets the representation and legal counsel that they need. And, of course, we also have wonderful resources like opt-out forms to protect children in all 50 states from hideous sex education and similar material like that. And we have also 12 steps to protect your children from being taken by a social worker. Things that are really applicable to parents and really addressing their issues, all without charge.
Yeah, I had somebody that actually I gave her information to you who just went through this again, and she made, frankly, she made some of the mistakes that you talk about not making. You know, make sure that you have A, B, and C in place. So thank God she gave me a call. I was able to impart some of the wisdom you've given me, and then she's lining everything up now, so she doesn't have to go through that fight. And I don't want to give out too much information, but it's a big deal. And I'm glad that we've had you on the show, and she was able to take some of the information and run with it. So I can attest to how successful you are and the information that you have.
Well, we're very substantive. We're very practical. You know, there's like this on that issue. Thousands and thousands of children are taken every year in America from parents, Sometimes, yes, the kids were abused. Most of the time, a study from the Department of Health and Human Services has determined most of the time the children should not be taken, and yet the government gives $8,000 per head for every local agency that takes a child per year. It is a real tragedy, and parents need to know what their rights are and how to protect themselves before it happens. That's why they should go to our website, click PacificJustice.org, and then click Parental Rights, and they can find the article there. And that's just one of many valuable, helpful resources to empower parents and people of faith to know their rights and to lay claim to their rights.
Well, speaking of your rights, which I love now, I've got kind of mixed feelings on this. You and I talked about this earlier. So I guess, you know, last week was National Religious Freedom Day, and yay for that. Trump announced that the school prayer guidance, that 9 agencies will be drafting religious freedom rules. And I get it. He wants to give us back our right not to constantly be. And I don't know, you might know, but I don't know if this spills over into the fact that you can't use the name of Jesus in a commencement speech or along those lines. Maybe he's making it easier for them. But I got to tell you, the other thing that kind of scares me, too, is if you bring prayer back to school and you don't, you're not careful to protect it, we could have Gavin Newsom writing the, you know, state speech for prayer, right?
Right, yeah. The government drafting a prayer for people to say is, for kids to say, would be very, very problematic. That's an understatement. But on the flip side, defending the ability for children and students as non-government agents to be able to express themselves, share their faith in their speeches, through their interaction on the playground, through inviting a friend to a church or a synagogue gathering, this is very important. And I have to admit, this president has done more for religious freedom than any president in U.S. history, bar none.
Really?
And, it is absolutely remarkable. Now, I have to give Bill Clinton credit for the Religious Equal Access Act, and that was a very important piece of legislation. But nonetheless, this is very important to recognize. Now, the reason it's important to recognize is because these reforms he's adopting via the executive order to the agencies can easily be unwound depending on who is sitting in the White House. And people need to take that under serious consideration when they vote in November.
Oh, very much so. And that's something that people, I'm going to talk about that later on, is that, you know, Christians do not want to get involved in politics. They do not want to get involved in the process. Because in their mind, because the Supreme Court said you can't have, you know, religion and politics need to be separate, they think that's what the Bible said. They it was one of the conversations, actually, it's one of the notes I had for you, which was, because you and I both, are Christians, we both believe the same way, and I am appalled that our Christian brothers and sisters will not get involved in politics. And politics goes further than just a party. The reason you have abortion, you know, pretty much, you know, on demand, anytime, without excuse, without apology, is because of politics, because of who's running the country. You know, your son or daughter who's worked hard all their lives, loves God, gets up to give her commencement speech and can't mention the name of Jesus, is because of politics. So, you know, really, they've got to step up, they've got to get involved, they've got to take their right place in the education system. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, definitely, and I think it's vital people understand that that if they have a faith, part of, like, for example, the Christian faith, it's premised upon people having the love of God, the love of Christ. If people really have that, that is manifest on the extent to which they care about the people next door, the people outside their church walls, and if they truly care, they're going to vote. Voting is a part of their testimony of the reality and authenticity of their faith and their professed love of Christ. as and this applies to those, of course, of the Christian faith. The same principle, I think, can apply to potentially to people of other faiths and other backgrounds. But I'm just hitting on what I'm familiar
right.
with. So I think that, yeah, so it's faith is in people's sincerity of faith and their conviction and their love and compassion because of that faith, caring for others, and is something that it necessitates them voting. It's a statement of the authenticity of their faith and it being real and that they really do care. It's not just an empty set of doctrines that has absolutely no impact on their life. That's why voting, I think, is important for people to understand that it's a statement and it's a manifestation of the love that they profess to have because of their faith.
Yeah. It's really funny when some people will tell me, well, you know, God's in control. God's going to do what he wants to do. And really, then why does he tell us to go out, you know, read your Bible, study your Bible, tells us to go out and find godly men, find godly people who love God to rule over us. Why does he tell us to go do that? If he's in control, if he's got it covered, if he's taking care of it, he would tell you, hey, sit on the couch, grab the game control, and I got it from here. And they just, I don't know what they're afraid of. And I got to tell you something. You don't have to agree with me. I mean, you know, I always tell people the same thing. How do you belong to a club? How do you support somebody who supports taking the life of an unborn child? I do not understand this. It boggles my mind that somebody can vote for Hillary Clinton or proud to vote for Hillary Clinton. They're a worship leader at their church, and you look at them and you go, really? Seriously, how do you justify that?
I know. Also, the culpability, you know, if you have a dictatorship, then the culpability is with the dictator. He's the one who is in charge of government. He's the one making a decision. We in the United States are a nation of the people, by the people, for the people. We're in control. We are responsible, and we're responsible for what happens to the unborn, especially if we don't vote.
Yep. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more with Brad Dacus right after the break.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. You know, just texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. It's really that simple for me, okay? Let's bring him on, because I always enjoy my conversation with him. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. If you don't know what it is right now, head over to, not now, write it down, go there after the show, pji.org, that's pji.org, or Pacific Justice Institute. Look them up, Google them, you'll find them. They do a lot of great things. Brad, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so, yeah, you know what's up? I'm going to start charging to keep the mics hot. You know, over the breaks, because I think that's when some of the best conversations happen. But we were talking about Christians being involved in politics and engaging and making sure. You know, it's our job to take care of the things that God gave us. He gave us the planet. He gave us, you know, government. Any way you cut it, He gave us government, people. You can't shrug that off. But while you and I were talking, somebody sent me a link to religious influence on government and how evangelicals feel about it. Now, what I thought was interesting about this, now this is the first time I'm looking at this too, but it said that most evangelicals, the majority of them, feel that religion, as they call it, okay, should have an effect on government, should be involved in government, okay? But when it comes to policies, now I don't even understand this. You're college educated. Maybe you can explain this to me. When it comes to policies, they think they should have less influence on policies. So does that mean you want to elect religious people, yet make sure that they don't have an influence on the policies? I'm confused.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know. It's the reality is that policies, all policies have assumed values and assumed morals that are that's where those values come from, and vice versa. And when you have elect someone to office, you're electing a worldview of values and principles that they have, and you're hopefully it's going to reflect yours. But to elect someone and say, now that you're elected, there's only one value system that you can have, and it's this one, and this worldview, I say a secular humanist worldview, for example, and that's the only beliefs that you can reference as we work through policies for the people, that's very tyrannical. And yet it's implicit, as you just said, so much of the time when it comes to people of faith being elected to office and having to deal with this kind of intimidation.
Yeah, you know, I hate to put it this way, but when I talk to some of my Christian friends about government and taking their place, and, you know, they talk about how God, you know, God's in control, he's going to make it happen, and I show them scriptures that say we're supposed to do it. I think of that young kid who blames everything on their parents. Every mistake in their life is because dad would let them have the car, or mom would let them do this, or what have you. I'm thinking, you guys, when are you going to grow up and take responsibility for what's going on around you? If you don't like all this, and you're in California where sex ed seems to be the number one thing that our legislators work on, if you don't want all the sex ed in your schools, you just going to pray, or are you actually going to vote for somebody who's going to go to Sacramento and change those sex ed laws? You know, what are you going to tell God when you get there? You go, well, I prayed about it, and you didn't respond. You go, well, I already responded. It's in the book. Go out and elect people that love me and will do my word. I mean, it's just I'm sorry. I'm doing it again.
That's okay. Yeah, you know? I do agree that God raises up and brings down people into positions of authority, and that's very scriptural. On the same token, when you're a part of a country where you're not under a dictatorship, but you are part of the government, as we are in this country, we yep. vote. We are a part of the process, then the culpability and responsibility falls back on us if we were not voting according to what we know is right, as opposed to what we think is just in our individual self-interest. And that is, like, for example, like the unborn. You know, in order to support the protecting the unborn from the travesties taking place to them in this country, you have to go beyond yourself. You have to look beyond yourself and understand that there's someone else needing to be spoken up for. In the same way, we have that's how our policies need to be. They need to be geared not towards ourselves, but something above that. And that's where values come in that are so important to making sure we have good policies that are really looking after the needs of all Americans and not just our selective self-interest, which is devoid of oftentimes of values and principles.
Yeah, I agree. I wish people would, especially our Christian brothers and sisters, I wish they'd really study their Bible when it comes to politics and government and where you need to be. But all right, so let's move. Speaking of politics, government, and really them having a sham going on, this impeachment trial. I mean, I'm going to talk a lot about it in the next hour, but the thing I think is hilarious is how much the Dem double standards. It's almost like when they walked across the hall with the articles of impeachment, all rules were off. Everything was whatever they said. You know, you got Schumer today screaming that we need to take our time and do it the right thing. Well, then why did you push it through so fast? Right? Why wouldn't you allow them to call witnesses? Why is it the job of the Senate to call those witnesses? You know, and they're dictating
right.
who they're going to call. I mean, this is just a mess. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it's the responsibility of the House of Representatives to do the investigations, to put together the case. And then, you know, after having the testimony and the witnesses and doing what they're supposed to be doing and being transparent and bringing in all the witnesses, which they didn't do. It was very closed door, they filtered it out, and they didn't bring in the witnesses that the Republicans wanted to bring in. So it's very one-sided, very lopsided, very, very secret. So then it goes to the Senate. They're supposed to make their case before the Senate, based on all the, what they did with the impeachment information. And then it's up or down. So if they didn't, you know, if they didn't think they did their job well enough, that's too bad for them. Because it's not the job of the Senate to do it all over again. That's not their job in the court of the Constitution, to have it all done all over again and a new investigation, new this and new witnesses and all this other stuff. And they know that. And that's why I salute Senator McConnell and how he's conducting it. He is using the same rules that were used for President Bill Clinton, same standard. And anything less than that or more of that would be unjust and politicizing the process. So I think he did it the right way. Americans should really salute him and respect him for the principled high ground he's taken in this whole process.
Well, you know, what I love about a lot of this, too, is that you've got the Dems are out there. From Congress telling the senators that the country is watching you, you know what your job is. No, that's not what they mean. What they mean is we're going to try to use this against you. You should be afraid that some people out there are watching you, okay? And your job is to impeach this president, find him guilty, and get rid of him. They've already, and this is the thing, look at, you're an attorney. Here's my attitude. Every one of those senators who have already said that they're going to impeach him and find him guilty, they should be disqualified. They should be removed from the room because they've already made up their mind without actually hearing the evidence. They're actually doing exactly what they're claiming the Republicans are doing. You know, Schumer and Schiff, right? They're calling the Republicans out, and Jordan is just turning it around and slapping them around and saying, hey, look, you did this. You did the witnesses in secret. If you wanted the American people to see them, you should have had those hearings in the open.
Right, exactly. That's how it should have been done. They dropped the ball. And now, as you said, they have all this bias. And it's up front. And in a traditional proceeding, a traditional criminal proceeding, members of the jury are only allowed to stay on the jury if they can be shown to not have a predetermined bias for or against the defendant. They need to be unbiased, look at the evidence, and you're absolutely right. Those on the left and the Democrats overwhelmingly have already come out with their decision, and yet at the same time, they're claiming that they want to redo, in essence, what the House should have done or was purportedly done, which is to have the additional witnesses, et cetera, and yet they excluded all these witnesses that the Republicans wanted in the whole process, did a lot of their work behind closed doors away from the Republicans. It's very unjust the way they've done it. McConnell's taken the high road. He has the same rules that were used for President Bill Clinton. And I think the American people are going to see that. And in the end, they will be the final jury and have the final verdict as it comes down in November.
You know, it's funny, when we've only got a few seconds left, but when AOC and Tlaib and Presley and others were elected, the first thing that came out of their mouth was, now let's go impeach this MFR. Right then and there, they should have been disqualified. Anyway, always a pleasure. PJI.org, if you want to learn more about Brad and the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're going to hit the impeachment stuff hard. We're going to bring it back to their, you know, memories as to what they said during the Clinton administration and why that was a sham, according to the Democrats. This is going to be good. We'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to The Real Side.